Welcome to the Lively PHP podcast hangout episode 51. And this time again, I have here with me Artur Sosinus from Latvia. Hello, Artur, how are you doing?
Yeah, hello. As you see, I already made myself recognizable by the lower third, the one that you still do not have.
Yeah.
You're famous by yourself, you don't need one, right?
Yeah, I don't know. My mother used to say that she knew me, so
at least somebody does.
Yes, at least in my street, my mother knew me. And of course, I do not need to say that I'm Manuel Lemus, the creator and developer of the PHP classes site. Some people love it, other people hate it. I don't know why, because it's such a useful resource for almost 1.3 million registered users. Last time I said that on Twitter because somebody's saying, oh, PHP classes is really relevant. Oh, well, maybe you disagree with the other 1.3 million registered users of the site. And in that same week, a flood of new classes was submitted. I don't know if it was because of that, because I don't think many people follow the stupid arguments that go on Twitter, but well, at least something positive came out of that, if that was really the case. Anyway, we are here not to talk specifically about PHP classes, but PHP matters in general. So we are going to start precisely with the latest releases, starting from the latest 5.4 release, which is basically just a bunch of bugs being fixed as usual, in the latest releases. And according to the plans, this will be probably one of the last releases of PHP 5.4. Because after that, it only get security fixes.
Yeah.
So if there are any bugs that are not about security, they probably will not make. The fixes will not make into this version. So they will make only into 5.5 because it still have a few. Probably 1 year more of lifetime. I mean, in terms of development, bug fixes, and maybe other minor things, because I don't think it will also get any new features being added or changed. And talking about PHP 5.5, there was the 5.5.16. I did not mention, but the 5.4 releases was 5.4.32. And basically the same bugs were fixed, probably just minor differences that I'm not even noticed which one of those could be. But this is just the regular monthly update of these versions. What was really, really new this month was the, actually not new, but something expected. It was the 5.6 release that was finally launched. I think it was in August 28th. And, well, maybe you can review some of these features. So now that is official, I think that is when it will start getting real usage, because until now we have been looking at beta and release candidate versions, and now that it's final, people will start considering using it. So let's take a look at these features. Let's start from this list in the beginning. Constant scalar expressions. It's like now you can define a constant based on values of another constant. So
I actually did not know that it was not possible.
That
means I had never needed a situation to use it, but okay, yeah, it's good to know it's possible now.
Well, in reality, I think it was possible, but not in this with this syntax. If you use the define syntax, you could use define equals to something. But I think define, if I'm not, if define, I think define is just for strings or not. Now I'm not sure. No, I think define also can define integers.
Well, the good thing that we can forget about it and start using PHP 5.6.
Yeah.
Because it's much easier.
Well, I don't know. Well, what I mean is that traditionally I would not use this constant way of defining constants. I use define, so I was not even aware of you could define global constants. I thought it was more like inside of classes, but well, we are always learning more about PHP. Anyway, what matters is that you can have expressions, and this way you can, for instance, that use that common example, which, for instance, you want to define the number of seconds in a day. Instead of doing the calculation separately, you can just put it there. It's 24 times 60 and times 60 again. So you can multiply the number of hours by minutes and seconds of the day, and you would define a constant that way. It's probably more efficient in the lower level. Maybe it will not make a big difference in performance. I mean, a difference that you notice, but it will be more efficient. So this is one of the function of the new features. Another feature is the varietic functions using the ellipses here. So if you have a function that can take a variable number of arguments, you can define the part that is variable, because you can still have a constant number of minimal arguments and then have a variable part. And the variable part, it can be assigned to an array, and you can actually look into that as a variable and use the regular array functions to traverse the array, to count the number of elements. And I think this is probably nicer than using the func get args tool.
Yeah, previously, if you need to implement some variable function with multiple unknown amount of parameters, it was kind of messy. Yeah.
So you skip one line of code and you'll be much happier now. Because before you could say params equals to func get args and do the same as it is proposed now. But yeah, now it's nicer.
As you see now, you can have a couple of predefined variables and then the rest arguments as an
answer. Yeah, that's true. It is not exactly the same thing, because the func get args will get all the arguments, not just the variable part. And other than that, we have exponentiation.
There is also an unpacking with the same operator. Basically, we can pass.
Yeah. I was also considered to be the same feature.
It's the same important feature.
Yeah, that is a nice feature. Although I have to figure use case, I would use it. But you can unpack an array and shove it into a function that takes a variable number of arguments or something like that.
There was a list or something like that that could, I think. I don't remember. I haven't called it in PHP for a while. But okay. It seems to be easier to do it this way. But there could be instances when you want to pass whole array and if the function that you are using is not yours defined, you can't define it to accept array. It accepts arguments. So yeah, it's better to unpack them.
Yeah, you've been using too much Lua and you don't remember it correctly.
Oh yeah, but the null unpacking is very important because there are lots of operations.
Oh, they also have unpacking in Lua.
Sure, why not? Of course.
Yeah. So it's only PHP did not have that feature, because it says here that these things you also have in Ruby.
Maybe.
But too bad nobody uses Ruby, except from those three developers there in the corner. Okay, anyway, moving on. The next feature to comment is exponentiation via double asterisk. There is not much to say, except that now there is this operator that you can...
And previously, I think there was a pow function, right?
Yes, power. It will be the same thing, except that now it will look nicer because you don't need to call a function. I don't know why they use the double asterisks. Probably they could use exponentiation, but I think that has a different meaning. Probably, I mean, the circumflex accent. But I think that's, if I'm not mistaken, that's, I don't know if it is in PHP or I'm confused. That operator is to XOR operation or something. Well, anyway, we are talking about PHP, and what matters here is the way it is done in PHP. So now you can have this operator, and you can also have the shortened assignment operator, like assign it if you want to.
With every arithmetic operator, basically.
Yes, like you can use this syntax to raise a variable to a given power number, which would be the right hand side of the shorthand assignment here. Okay. Other than that, then we can now use the use operator to specify namespaces from where you'll be using certain functions or certain names or certain constants.
Basically, I think that use operator was already, it is already in PHP, but now we can also define the functions and constants, probably constants related to the above feature that the constants were upgraded. So now we can use them directly without the namespace.
So if you use multiple namespaces, now you can specify from which namespace you can use functions or variables or constants. So this probably will help solving some ambiguity that could happen in case different namespaces define different symbols, functions.
Not only that, it is also shorter to write. If you are using its functions a lot, it's better to define it as shorthanded.
Yes, that's true. Eventually, it will be easier to type these things. But what matters is that the answer is 42.
It always is.
And then I went to check just because you talked about it. I went to check that was from Hitchhiker's Guide to
Galaxy. Yeah, maybe. I don't remember where it was actually, but yeah, it's very popular.
But there's a thing in the internet called Google. You type 42 and it shows videos of the movie and things like that. So, as you may see here, the constant foo is 42. Next, there is this new interactive debugger called PHPDBG, which is implemented as a SAPI model. And the SAPI module means that it is a certain extension. There are many SAPI modules. There are SAPI modules to integrate PHP with Apache, with CGI, FastCGI, CLI, which means the command line. So this DBG debugger is implemented as a new SAPI. It means that is, from what I got, I did not try it, so I might not be accurate, but from what I got, you start it from the command line, just like the CLI, and you get an interactive debugger. And I don't use debuggers from the command line. Either they are integrated in IDE.
You mean editor?
An editor? Yeah, exactly. Now you got it right. It's an editor. Or I don't use them because it's too complicated. And you have to guess the syntax of the commands, of the command line. Oh. Although I use the command line all the time for other things.
There was also that debugger, how it was called, I think, Xdebug, that simply outputted in HTML all the debug information if error happens, something like that, so you can trace the code. That was also useful.
But in that case, I think it was an extension of PHP.
Yeah.
In this case, it is something well integrated as a SAP module.
Actually, I think my first really interactive or advanced debugger for PHP I tried to use was the first prize I ever won in PHP Innovation Awards was an add-on to Visual Studio that implemented PHP debugger. So yeah, it was kind of cool. And I think it could probably this should be as advanced as that one.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago when you were young.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, people that would like to debug something and enjoy doing it from the command line, I'm sure they'll appreciate it to use this. But although it mentions here there is remote debugging support bundled with a Java GUI, I'm not even sure if this is a good thing.
Yeah, I knew you would say something like that.
It's too many bad things in the same sentence. Well, that's my opinion, of course. Different people have different opinions. Anyway, now you know there is a new debugger. Talking about the rest of the other new features, we also have a mention here that the default character set encoding will be taken from default char set function. I mean, constant defining the configuration. I think there was some change in PHP 5.4 that they changed the default encoding
to UTF-8.
And if you were not assuming UTF-8, you would have to either pass some parameters or change that configuration setting.
Don't know which version it was, but yes, it is like that.
So now I think they now made it more consistent.
You can now define the default char set, and all the other functions will automatically use it without the passing it to it. So if previously there was a UTF-8, I think, everywhere, then now you can change the default, and it will.
Yeah, I wonder if you can also change the default char set at runtime. I mean, the configuration option. I think so, but I did not try it. Because I'm not sure if all configuration options can be changed at runtime.
Yeah, you can use the setini or something like that, but yeah, I don't know. You need to check specific options if you can change them or not.
Right. And then there is the mention here that PHP :// input is reusable. This means that, for instance, if you are taking HTTP put request or I think even post, you can read the actual input from this virtual file name. It's not really a file name, and you can do it multiple times in the same script. Well, I'm not sure why this is important, but I'm sure
somebody leads to the next feature, no?
Yeah, or not. I don't know. Maybe it's related with the large file uploads.
Yeah, I think so, at least.
Yeah, because when PHP takes an upload, first it takes the whole request, and then only then it starts the actual script.
Yeah.
So maybe the server is getting the file, actually PHP storing the file, a copy of the file, and only then it starts the actual script that takes that upload.
Yeah, unfortunately, so there is no link to how they implemented that, but yeah, that could be a good guess.
If I'm not sure if you can actually start the script right away and before the whole upload ended and then start reading it from PHP :input. I think you can configure PHP to work that way, but I'm not sure right now. It's not something that I have to deal on a normal website dealing with very large uploads like 2 GB or more. It's a very large file now.
Yeah.
It probably won't even be feasible to store it in a database, or at least in a regular database field. Probably with blob, but using prepared statements. because if you try to insert it in a query like we used to do before, for instance, MySQL supported native prepared statements, it was very slow because we need to encode the whole file contents and paste it in a query, and it was very slow.
And that's makes them safe?
Not just safe, but for instance, if it is a binary file, you probably have to escape new characters. And
well, that's what I meant by safe. So it won't break.
Well, but you would always have to do that because you can insert a text value with new characters in the middle. You just have to escape them. So the escape is not just the problem is not just escaping, but if you have a large file, escaping it it will take a lot of time and a lot of memory because. Then when you actually generate the SQL query, you have to concatenate all the values into a single text query.
Yeah.
And then it would exceed your PHP memory limits, depending on how large the file it is. So,
and you wanted to upload it again.
Yeah, no, the best solution is to use prepared statements. And for that, you need to use a database API that supports
PDO. Log.
No, PDO it emulates everything.
Yeah,
don't use PDO. For this purpose, PDO is not a good idea because it emulates the prepared statements. So it will do the same. It will paste the file contents in the query.
Hmm. Okay.
And if you use MySQL High. Extension prepare. I mean, the prepared statement. It will actually only pull the contents of the file by the time the query is executed, not when it is prepared. And this makes using MySQL AI more efficient. So if you need to deal with large files. Use MySQLi, not PDO, unless PDO has evolved, which I have no recollection of, and it supports native prepared statements, which would be a good thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to the next topic, I mean, the next feature of PHP 5.6. Now you can have numbers that are have arbitrary precision. I mean they are actually represented as strings with an unlimited number of digits, so they do not lose precision, and you can perform operations with them. So yeah. Previously you would use the GMP extension to
probably still need the extension.
Yes, you still need the extension, but now you can assign a variable to a GMP number, and then perform the operations
basic arithmetic operators.
Instead of using GMP head, you would use the plus sign, and yep. Then you have the result. So if you need to use arbitrary precision math, now it got nicer. And then there are other features, probably not going to cover all of them here because they are not so important. But you can check this page on the PHP.net site for more details. One last feature that I wanted to mention just because I already got a report is that SSL and TLS connections, used in, for instance, HTTPS protocol, they now have peer verification enabled by default. This means that when you try to connect to a server, it verifies if that server says it is what it is to verify if there is no man in the middle security attack. And the reason that I wanted to mention this is because I have a SMTP class, and there is a user that told me that it is issuing warnings because the TLS connections are now enabling peer verification. And when it connects to Gmail, the server says it is one given IP address. Or, I mean, the server says it is a given name and the class is checking for an IP address, something like that. So given that, I need to see if either I disable peer verification or change the way it connects to the SMTP server. I'm not sure yet. I did not fully analyze the problem. So if you are having warnings, difficulties to connect to secure servers in PHP 5.6, I mean, if you are planning to upgrade to PHP 5.6 and you are doing secure connections, you need to make sure that you don't face this problem and probably consider not upgrading at least until you fix your code, have some workaround or something.
Or manual would fix this whole code and submit an update.
Well, I can fix my code, but I can't fix the whole code of the rest of the PHP community that will probably deal with these problems. So given this, let's move on with other topics. Now that PHP 5.6 was released, there are already plans for eventually 5.7 release. There is a proposal here from Andrea Foltz. He's been very active submitting patches and proposals for new features. And it seems he's saying that probably PHP 7 may take more time than you would like, and it would be great to have an intermediate version that would be just merely an upgrade to PHP 5.7. Eventually, it will not have a great backwards incompatibilities. Well, I don't know. This is something that is going to happen from what I could understand. Artus, did you follow this? Do you think that will happen?
First, when I read it, the whole message seemed like, let's create PHP 5.7 to delay release time of the PHP 7 because, it needs more time, of course. It is a complicated, lots of new feature version. But it could also be interpreted in that way that while PHP 7 is developed, there will be more new additions and patches coming from other members of the community, and we need to put them somewhere. So probably it would make sense if there would be a between release to include them, or at least to prepare for the possibility that there would be the release and there would be some new things to put in there. So yeah, sure. I think that's viable and that it will happen, that there will be a 5.7 release.
Yes, I think from what I read, sometimes it's very hard to follow the discussions because it's not certain that everybody is agreeing. But from what I understood, it seems that is generally accepted that there will be an intermediate version before PHP 5.7. I mean PHP 7. So that will be PHP 5.7. And regarding that, there seem to be already some proposals that are targeting PHP 5.7. Let me take a look. For instance, this one. Is actually two proposals, which is to implement
integer
division, which would be the original intention is to have an operator which would be 2% signs, which would mean that the result of two values with this operation would return the integer division. Even if there is a remainder. So 3 divided by 2 would result in 1, not 1.5. And it will return an integer, not a float number. And, this is just to actually implement something that is usable quite a lot. But Personally, I've been using the interval function, O divide 3 by 2, and call the result, pass that result to interval, and interval would return just the integer part. It's practically the same thing, except that with this operator, it will be implemented as a built-in function.
Yeah, basically, one percentage symbol gives you division, two gives you the whole part, the integer part. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, and it says that in the proposal here that it would be the same, except that if you have large integers with more than 53 bits, the return will be float and you'll lose precision.
Yeah, that's if you cast, if you do the float division and then cast the integer, then probably you lose something.
Yeah, so I would use interval, and they are using cast here. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So the idea is to make this more accurate for very large numbers. So what happened is that they the proposal, the fallback proposal was to implement this function called intdiv. And that function was approved as proposal, but the actual operator was not approved. I did not follow why, but there are many people refusing it. It's probably that they don't like it to add more complexity to the parser. I don't know. Sometimes these symbols collide with something else. And okay, so the operator was not approved, but the function was approved. So this was targeting PHP 5.7. I was trying to read where it says that. Or maybe I'm confusing with some other proposal.
Yeah, but it says basically next PHP X review version, yeah.
5.7, yes, that's another proposal that already mentioned the 5.7. But, well, anyway, this is a proposal for a future version. And since it is already accepted, and I think there is a patch that was already merged into master. So it is already available for the next release, which we expect to be PHP 5.7. Next to this proposal, there is another proposal called a closure call, which would allow you to, for instance, assign a closure, which is basically a pointer to a function, an anonymous function, like you see here. This is an anonymous function because it doesn't have a name. And then assign it to a variable, and then you could call that function, passing any eventual arguments. And the proposal was to implement it like this, with a call. And this proposal was already voted and approved. And so, well, yes, I don't know. Wouldn't it be possible just to put the bracket here? Hmm. Just call foobar brackets and parameters.
I can imagine your cases, but again, they might be a little far-fetched. But for example, you have some super class and then lots of inherited classes that reuse the methods, and then you can create anonymous function that would reuse the instances internal methods and variables, so you can pass any instance of Z, any of this class that has the same functions and variables, and use it on an anonymous function, something like that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, my question is more regards the syntax. Do you really need to call? Use the function call.
Yeah, but you need to pass the parameters somehow. So, you mean you could wrap the function in parentheses and add another ones and then pass it to the second parentheses? Basically, yeah. What we do in JavaScript a lot.
Exactly. That's what I mean. That seems to be more obvious.
But also less readable.
Well, I don't know.
It's hard to follow all those parentheses. But this is understandable. It seems that function is treated as an object and it's heading.
We are smart, man. And would just putting a call there is not going to make that much difference in terms of readability.
Yeah, I think the call was more for consistency. It's probably used somewhere else also on probably methods or something like that. So now it's just added to anonymous functions.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe there's an issue with what I'm suggesting and what I... it's not possible for some reason, or there is some inconvenience. Anyway, another proposal that is being discussed is about function referencing as closures. This is a bit weird for unless you are a C programmer.
Yeah, it's a bit weird for a regular PHP developer.
In C,
it's normal stuff.
Exactly. In C, functions have addresses. They are things that exist in memory. So you use the ampersand operator to take the address of the function, and then you can call it or pass it as a parameter as they do it here. Basically, this referencing function is that you can pass function references, if I can call it. That's what we call it in C. I don't know if it would make sense for those that do not understand C, but okay, function references to as parameters. Well, I don't know. Maybe this makes sense or not. Anyway, this is a proposal that is still being discussed. I did not actually follow the discussion, but the vote did not yet start, so they did not yet decide if this is going to be included or not. I don't know. Do you see any good use case for this? I think they are able to take built-in functions, references to built-in functions, instead of passing functions by name, like a string with a name and then call it, as we used to be since the PHP 2 days.
Oh, yeah, I see. So, yeah, now you can do it this way. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know.
Basically, you can reference in any function and then use it, yes, as a closure. Okay, now I get it.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, this is the proposal still being discussed, so we don't know. Finally, there was one proposal that was actually voted unanimously and was accepted to make defining multiple default cases in a switch a syntax error. Yeah, I saw there was a big discussion about this. I'm not sure why, because as if this is a big deal that somebody faces every day. How many times are you going to put multiple default cases in your code?
And why?
Exactly. It would certainly be a mistake, but I never caught myself in doing that mistake. Not because I'm smart, but because it wouldn't make sense to even make that mistake. Anyway, this was a proposal that was approved by everybody. It was just to make a syntax error. So if you try to put multiple default statements in a switch, it will fail with an error. It won't run.
Yeah. It basically sounds to me more as a bug fix rather than a new feature proposal.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe people are facing cases that they find this more often than I can imagine. Anyway, this feature is being proposed already for PHP 5.7, on which it will first raise a deprecated error. And then on PHP 5, PHP 7, it will raise a fatal error, compile error.
Basically, so it will be an incorrect syntax, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I don't think it make much difference to me.
I think it should be correct syntax from the start.
Yeah. I don't think it will make a big difference, but that's okay. That's something that is being planned. It won't hurt to have it there. And with this, we practically are reaching the end of this podcast, because we covered many topics, and now there would be the usual sections on which we comment the Innovation Award winners have first JS classes and then PHP classes. Anyway, starting this month, we are having that recording of the nominees and the rankings separately. But since we had that as part of the Lately in PHP podcast and also Lately in JavaScript podcast, we actually already recorded that part, so it will be inserted in edition of this podcast as part of it. So this would be the time that I would say, now let's take a look at the nominees at the Innovation Award.
And we magically change our clothes.
Exactly. Or not. Maybe we just share the screen and nobody would see us.
Oh, yeah.
So let's take a look. So we are now going to one final regular section on which we comment the Innovation Award winners. In this case of June. In June, the activity was sort of low. Everybody was paying attention to World Cup soccer, so only two classes were sent.
Football.
Yes, okay. Football, soccer, it depends
on perspective.
Who prefers? Maybe there are some Americans that are listening and they say, oh, football, that thing that we play with the hands. Oh, that's right. So I said soccer to make it obvious that you play with your socks. Or not.
Or not.
With some boots, of course. Yeah. On top of your socks.
So I could call it booter.
Yes, that's probably the more accurate name. But here we are talking about JavaScript, so that is a totally side topic. Artus, which of these two components would you like to comment this month?
I'm already trying to share my screen, but it seems a part of the my title working, my screen sharing is not. Let me try it one more time. Oh, yeah, now it opens something. Yep, it works. So the one I would want to comment is a class by Daniel Cruciani from Italy, and he implemented show context sensitive menu. I don't know if it can be counted as something really special or not, but I really like his approach, easy approach. Let me show you the code a little. So basically, yeah, you have some functions, and then you just name the options and pass these functions to the plugin. And what it does, it creates the context menu with the options that you provided and the specific function between them. So the interface is pretty simple and easy to use. Of course, yeah, as he mentioned on his blog, there are some things need to be worked out and may not work in all browsers, but yeah, it's a great idea, a great asset. So that's why I really liked it. Yes, and Daniel Cruciani received a book of O'Reilly for it, so yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And let me switch to the other screen here. Okay, this is. I'm not sure if this is looking well because I zoomed it.
Oh, you mean it's not responsive?
No, I mean zoomed it different in a different place. Okay.
Oh, I see. Is you? No. Okay. Now you're out.
Okay. So the other object I want to comment. This one was sent by Jason Gerfen from the United States. And it's called com.js. It's a component that seems to do something that seems common, which is to send AJAX requests, WebSockets requests. But it provides a unified solution that also works not only with the WebSockets and the AJAX, but also with XDR. XDR is X domain requests. It seems this is something for Internet Explorer or something, because I have never heard of XDR before until I saw this component.
Yeah. All I know is XHR, right?
Yes, but it's different. It's X domain requests. I suppose this is for sending cross-domain requests, because AJAX requests do not work if you do not have across domains, unless you are using, I think, AJAX 2 that with some permissions to enable that from the sender domain, I mean a receiving domain of the AJAX requests. Or it's either that, or I'm switching the order of the words. Anyway, this is a somewhat unusual, so congratulations to Jason for this contribution. And for that, he picked a prize, which is a book from of choice that he picked from Pact. Pact is a also a book publisher like O'Reilly. They have many books that are specific to many topics that are not general topics, I would say.
As for the Innovation Award ranking of June so far, and also considering the winners of July that were already announced, the positions have not changed so much by author, because only two authors that were not yet very well ranked were scored some points. So the main leaders of the ranking by author remain practically the same as so far, and with Jordan Marmolejo from Spain leads with 2 packages and 10 points. Jimmy Bow from Canada follows with 3 packages and 7 points, and then several other authors with 1 or 2 packages and less points. By country, we can see that Spain is leading now, actually sort of increase its lead, that thanks to points by Tony L. Requena from Spain in the July already, and Spain so far has 3 packages and 12 points, followed by Italy with 3 packages and 8 points, then Canada also with 3 packages and 7 points. Then we see Sweden as is already increased its ranking with 2 packages with 5 points. And then several other countries follow with 1 package and less points.
This month of June, we had like 9 nominees. And okay, let's take a look at these authors. Who would like to start?
Yeah, let me share again. No, it's shared much quicker than the previous. Yeah, it's sharing now, right? So first one I would like to comment is a quest by Wap Morgan, which is probably a nickname, who is from Russia, and he created a really useful package that allows you to manage different archives like zip, rar, tar. It's really useful if you allow to upload the archives with multiple files contents, and then you need to manage them like uncompress them to the files on the server. You would have to use a different library for each one of them, and this like manages it all together. So that's why it's really useful.
Yeah.
And Wap Morgan received the PHP Storm IDE personal license for it. IDE, well, development environment. Yeah. You know, those languages have similar letters.
Over here, we just call them editors.
Okay.
I don't know TXT, what people.
Notepad, right?
Yeah. Okay. People use those complex names, but then in the end, we just call them editors.
Yeah. Well, they're more than that. They have profiles, debuggers, and stuff like that. But yeah, editors. Okay. Works with me. So next one I want to comment is Mark Cole, that implemented a way to parse some specific markup and generate an HTML code for that, and basically it's more meant to be used as a help file generator. So I can even try to show an example. Yeah, already have that open. So basically, yeah, that you have a specific markup that can generate help files. Let me check. So Marco is from Great Britain. Yes, and he did not select his price. Interesting. Why?
This one?
Yeah.
Well, that's so good that you mentioned that, because sometimes authors either do not receive the messages, notify them, mm-hmm. so that they do not reply. Usually I try to insist for a week, and after that I move on. And in this case, I'm not sure, but sometimes authors also said, oh, no, I'm happy to participate in this award, but I would not like to get a prize. And that's okay. It's always great that people participate because they are having fun. Actually, I think it's awesome that they are already having fun with prizes or not. So, but I'm not sure. I do not remember this one because there are so many winners getting prizes that I'm not sure if it was the case. Anyway, this one, Mark Cole. Mark, if you are listening to this, and for some reason you did not get the message to get your prize, feel free to contact the site. You may still get a prize if you want. So on my behalf, I'll comment the remaining five packages, starting from this one. PHP push advert from Rachak Chauhan from India. He has been a great contributor. He has sent 52 packages, which makes him the top contributor in terms of number of packages. And he also is currently the one of the top users with more downloads. And back to the class itself. It is used to display ads that self updates somehow. It could be using a meta tag, and you can configure the period of time of by which the ads are refreshed. And it also uses cookies to prevent that same banners show again for some time.
So it's really similar to what mobile devices does, like AdMobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's, well, although this is meant for HTML, not really. I think AdMob is for more to embed on actual applications.
Yeah.
I mean, but native.
It's a similar
behavior. Exactly. So he probably had to implement something for a project of his, and then he submitted the package to the site, which is great. So the next package that I wanted to comment is another one, in this case from Sergey Pris from Ukraine. I hope all is fine in Ukraine, and he is not affected by the wars with Russia. And I hope you also can continue to send interesting packages like this. This one is for calculating prices of business orders on which you have multiple items of a certain product, and then it performs calculations. And in this case, it uses arbitrary precision math to avoid losing precision when you perform multiple operations that could result in loss by rounding. So this package is interesting precisely because we don't want to start losing money just because the rounding errors propagate.
Yeah.
So kudos to Sergey for his contribution. And this case, he has chosen as prize one subscription to the PHP Architect magazine, which is a very nice prize. That is a magazine that has been in the market since ever, like since the very early days of PHP. I remember it was launched by Marco Tabini in the past, and nowadays is he handed over the business of PHP Architect to Ellie White, which is whom is a great developer, well-known developer at PHP community. As for the Innovation Award ranking for PHP, since it has many more authors contributing to this ranking, the positions seem to have changed a bit. So by author, we can see that Ki Owang from Germany is leading so far with 5 packages and 21 points, followed by Andrew Jordan Marmolejo from Spain with 3 packages and 16 points. Then comes Orazio Prince from Italy with 2 points and 2 packages and 11 points. Then Roger Backlund from Norway with 3 packages and 9 points. Then there are several other authors with only 1 package and less points. As for country, so far Spain is still leading with 6 packages and 27 points. So thanks to the contributions of several authors, and is followed by Germany with 5 packages and 21 points. These are mostly, practically all the packages of Ki Owang, which alone has been helping Germany to rank in the second position. Tied with Germany, there is Italy with 21 points, but only 4 packages. Then Brazil follows with 3 packages and 17 points, Russia with 2 packages and 13 points, Romania with 2 packages and 10 points, then Norway 3 packages and 9 points, Great Britain with 1 package and 8 points, and India with 2 packages and 7 points, and Latvia with 1 package and 7 points. So the PHP Innovations Award ranking for 2014 is getting quite hot, with many countries and authors competing to see what who will be the winner for this year. Let's wait and see what the coming months will get us in terms of evolution of this ranking. So, well, with this, we practically ended this podcast. We covered many interesting topics related with the upcoming versions of PHP. Starting this month, as I mentioned before, there will be a separate recording just for the Innovation Award winners and nominees, and also a comment on the rankings, how they are coming so far individually and by country. So that will be published first, but as part of that, we have included, we include part of that in this hangout that you will be able to see it together. And other than that, I would like to invite all, especially the nominees or even winners of the Innovation Award, to also come to the podcasts that we will try to record together, so you can also comment, for instance, about your own nominated packages. And I think that will make it more interesting, because people can comment with more detail why they did develop such innovative classes, and that will make it more interesting.
Yeah, basically we could try it, we can have more questions, and authors have more feedback. So
yes, exactly. And they have a great exposure. They then can call their mothers and say, "Mom, come! I'm on the internet. That's me. I'm being interviewed. It's for the TV. It's for the Lately in PHP TV." Yeah. And that will make it more interesting. Anyway, so since you have reached the end, we are practically done with all the topics. That is all for now. So, bye.
Bye.